for ZWA Mobile.
Roger the end. What's up to, Steve?
Headed down to get some lunch with my East Side bunch. Today we're going to tailgate instead of going inside. We're going to be a little extra careful on this COVID stuff. And then I got to go down and pick up a machine. That is if I hold out physically. I was working with one of my little RC engines today, and I had it sitting there in a bowl, plastic bowl, soaking in some RC fuel, 15% nitromethane. And that stupid office chair that I have on wheels, just I leaned forward and it just zipped right out from under me, and that bowl just tipped and went all over my head and into my eyes, and I tell you what, it was not a pleasant experience.
Yeah, I would think not. I take it your cold didn't turn into COVID.
Every time I hang around my Petri dish, I mean my granddaughter.
Hey, I may need to borrow your tractor here in the foreseeable future to move some mulch and move that rock. She wants to get a pod and start loading stuff up, and I want to get that stuff out of the way before I put the pod in right in the way of where we need to work. So what's your schedule looking like for the next few days?
Well, okay, now tomorrow, let's see, tomorrow's Wednesday, possibly Thursday or Friday, John. I think we can get it all done in a day.
You just want to take the rest of that mulch that's under the tree and move it down further into the yard and get it out of the way, and then moving that rock won't take long, I wouldn't think. So, you know, whatever at your convenience, whatever your day's looking like.
Okay. Let's go ahead and plan on either Thursday or Friday, but my wife said something about they were talking about a mix of snow and rain or rain and sleet on Friday. Is that right? I hadn't heard that.
Watch the weather. I suppose it's possible. It is. We better shoot for Thursday if we can.
Okay, that sounds fine. Tomorrow's just not going to be a good day. Tomorrow's going to be my dog's last day. I got to take him in and have him put down. He's 14 years old now, and in dog years, that's 98. And the vet's already told me that whippets just don't live past 10 or 11 years old. He's 14. And he's just in really bad shape now.
They have a tendency to do that, worm their way into your heart there, and yeah. So, yeah, I know what you're going through there, buddy.
If it's reasonable on Thursday, I'll come on over. Let's let it get a chance to warm up a little bit. I'll try to be over there at about, tentatively, about 11 o'clock, and hopefully we can get it all done, okay?
Other things get in the way, just let me know. I mean, it's, I like to get it done, but there ain't, you know, that big a rush on it. But, yeah, if you can do that, that would help a lot. Appreciate it.
Roger. Well, is there any other of my guys out there, N4MMW or KB4CVA, are you guys out there? Me and John are just gabbing away. Jump in.
Might fall down. N4MMW.
You never know what lurks in the shadows. Good morning, Jimmy.
Sam, and whoever this is on this in there with us, sounds good. Everybody, I hope, is ready to stuff their guts. I hope Dave, Airplane Dave, gets to come, because I got to show him something.
John. That's John. KN4RJN in there with us there. Jimmy? Just have to get him to come out and play with airplanes a little bit. Did you hear me telling him what I did this morning with the fuel?
Here's that part. What kind of fuel?
Well, I had to take the carburetor off of my OS Max 25 and off of my Evolution 40 glow engines, and I had them soaking in a bowl full of 15% nitromethane. Well, they were, and all that was sitting on one of my little rollabout carts. Well, I leaned up in that stupid office chair of mine, and I guess I leaned up just a little too far, but that thing kicked out from underneath me and dumped me in the floor, and as I went down, I hit the edge of the bowl and the cart, flipped it up in the air. All that nitromethane came right down on the top of my head, down my neck, into my face. Not a pleasant experience.
Don, we just can't get him nowhere. He fell in a chair over here at the eating place one day. So, as long as you didn't get it in the eyes, you went in and took a quick bath, a shower, got that stuff off of it because it's got a lot of oil and extra. And, the nitro, not so bad as it is, although the alcohol, ethanol that's in there, it'll set you on fire. Don't go out in the sun because it'll burn. It's sun, especially in the summertime. Yeah, as long as you went in and took a good bath and washed it all off, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I got just a trace of it in both of my eyes, but I got it out pretty quick. Man, that stuff is just, I mean, sheesh, that is miserable. So, anyhow, I got a mess to clean up when I get back to the man cave. But at least I got one of the carburetors freed up, and that's on the 40, and that's what I'm going to put on that 70-inch wingspan Cadet.
And anytime you run into this nitro stuff, you need to chase it with, don't use WD-40. You can use anything but that, because it's got water in it, and it will make those bearings rust up. We use another type, Afteron oil. You need to put that in there after you run these motors and turn them over. Otherwise, bearings will lock up, carburetor will lock up, because after everything dries off, it leaves a stupid residue and makes it lock up like you're talking about.
Yeah, well, the guy up in Hendersonville at the shop up in Hendersonville told me to use WD-40 to get it to unlock, that the WD-40 will dissolve that castor oil, and just as soon as I get it unlocked, go ahead and put it back in some fuel and then flush it all out real good. But yeah, you don't leave the WD-40 in there for a long period of time.
We've lost more motors due to WD-40. I wish I could get some money out of WD-40 people to pay for some of my motors and their bearings. Okay, we used to use it years ago, but we don't no more. We use another type of oil after run stuff, and it's worked for the last 10 years.
John, you need to come and join us.
Well, yeah, the only problem with that is trying to get this house ready to put on the market.
Here, once you get the house ready, are y'all going to go ahead and take off?
I'm not sure how long we'll be hanging around here, but I won't be around here till the end of the month anyway.
Got your place up there, don't you?
Depending, we're, they're wanting to push the closing date back a little bit, so, yeah, it may be end of the month before we get up there. And once we get that settled, then we'll see about this.
Sounds like a headache to me, but I tell you what, at my stage, I'm going to be the guy over in the corner. So y'all put it over there, and if you break it, I'm going to break you.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to moving again. I'm tired of doing that, but, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes.
Happy ain't nobody happy.
Hey, buddy.
All right, CB boy.
Restaurant. All together, because I asked you, are you at the restaurant?
No, sir. No, sir. I still haven't quite crossed over White Hampton Boulevard yet. I'm coming up the hill to the top of Gap Creek at 357.
Yeah, I'm going by your work establishment place over here.
Uh-huh. Hey, you know that piece of tower I got laying out there? With it yet, and Dave saw that out there. KB2HXS, that's him. And so anyhow, I'm gonna give him half of that section of that tower. I'm gonna let him put that up against the side of his house and get it up there to where he can get a little elevation up.
It's the bottom of the state. You said half of it. How tall is it? Each foot?
Halves are 30 feet.
Too soon. It's what?
Both halves are 30 feet.
Two pieces. It's not about four pieces, huh?
Yep, it's just two pieces, and one of the section needs repair real bad. Well, you know, one of the links is rusted out, and he says he can do just fine with half of it, so I'm going to let him take the whole thing away. I just haven't had a chance to do anything with it, and I hate to see it sit there and continue to rot.
Thanks. Somebody's got a use for it to let her go on down and get some help to it.
Isn't it? KB2HXS?
Close. If he was in here, I believe he might would say something.
Nothing for a living today.
What a shame.
I know that's a dirty word, work.
Not to me, I can sit and watch it all day.
I hear you. Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to just watch today. I'm going to have to participate.
You're participating here pretty soon. As soon as I get some stuff in the hardware store that I need, I got to work on this set of steps to the basement.
Honeydew, I do all day. I do. Well, that's what caused it. I said I do.
Feel all that money.
Well, you know what? That's interesting, because my dad used to tell me, if you're singing that in parts, boy, you can leave my part out.
Well, if he gave you money for singing lessons, I'd like to know what you did with it.
Tell me, Jimmy.
Call it some of the nitro.
That swamp gas is coming from.
Job.
Yeah, I'm over here on Vern Smith now. I'll be coming up on 101 in just a second. I ought to be in there in the next 5 minutes. Are you there?
Just pulled up to my parking spot. It looks like there's a couple of guys already here.
Good. All right. Who all's there?
I can't remember their names. They all got masks on.
Padron?
Them at home, looks like.
My body, so. All right. Charlie's will never be the same. I'm on my way, bud. I'm going to back on out of here, huh? All we're doing is just chewing up airtime. John, I'll try to get in touch with you Wednesday night, and we'll firm up our plans. So you have a good afternoon and don't do too much. Honeydew. K4RJN. N4MMW. K4BWA, I'm clear.
We'll be sitting here waiting. Two or three more done showed up, so come on in. See you in a minute. N4MMW Mobile, be clear. John, you take care, and I'll talk to you later, too.
Boys, have a good time. Steve, I look forward to your call. K4RJN, I am clear.
Before y'all run off, I got a question.
Okay, I'm down in a hole and I could barely pick you up. Give me a minute before you ask that question. Behind the shadow of the jet port.
It's KO4FME out of Columbia. Just riding through listening to y'all guys. What do you use instead of WD-40?
MW.
Hear me again.
MW.
Jimmy, can y'all hear me again?
Yeah, we hear you. That guy that's looking for what type fluid you use in the airplanes and anything else in the nitro world is Corrosion X.
The castor oil.
Cleaning.
No, the castor oil is not what gums it up.
They was asking about it.
For me, out of Columbia, South Carolina.
You coming through nice and clear. You fly? Or you got boats or something?
I'm flying all right. I'm flying 67 mile an hour down I-26 here, heading back to Columbia. KO4FME for ID back to you.
Okay. Well, on 26, as long as you are about, 6 to 7 miles an hour over, you're fine. They won't mess with you.
Roger that, you got Jerry on this end. Yeah, I was asking about the K40, the WD-40 there. What kind of oil do you use besides the WD-40?
You copy me, this is N4MMW.
I'm sorry, Jimmy, I stepped on you. Go ahead and tell him what it is one more time.
Yeah, I'm kind of crippled over here. My getting out is good. What I use for the boat stuff for the last 10 or more years is a spray oil called Corrosion X. And you just spray that after running, take the little plug out, spray it down in there and turn it over, and spray some on the carburetor and wipe it down and put it in the truck.
I appreciate the info there. I've always used WD-40. I always thought it was the best. When you said it's got water in it, boy, was I fooled.
Messed up a bunch of boat motors, and they vary from, 3.5 to weed eater stuff. I got it all, and it works real well. I've never had any problem with any motor in the last 15 years or so. All right, I'll see y'all later. Hurry up, Steve. I'm going to be going in here in a minute. N4MMW Mobile.
Right, Joe, I'm out of here too, and I just turned on to 14. I'll be down there in about 3 or 4 minutes, and I'm hoping I'm going to be able to find a place to park because I got a trailer on the back of this thing.
Later, KO4FME is clear and standing by.